Galatians 3:8 reads, "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'In you shall all the nations be blessed.'" Hello, and welcome back to Think This Way. This is the podcast of Faith Bible Church in Evansville, Indiana. I am your host, as always. My name is Pastor Bryce. And today, we begin a new quarter. This quarter is unique and special in that it is the very last quarterly focus in our three-year rotation. If you're not aware, we do a quarterly focus every quarter of the year, January to December, so four quarterly focuses every year. That adds up to 12 in 3 years' time. Those 12 are taken directly from our newcomers class. So it's kind of a comprehensive plan, if you will, that guides a lot of what we do in our ACE, Adult Christian Education. Certainly it guides our podcasts, the things that we are focused on. And these cover all the basics of the Christian life, what it means to know God and follow Him and live for Him. And we've come to the very last one. This is the 12th one. It is on missions. We just finished up evangelism. Now we're on missions. There's a sense in which our quarterly focuses work their way outward, and this is as outward as it gets to missions. So our next quarter, which I'm excited for, is going to start us back at the beginning of the rotation. We'll be talking about God, the Bible, the gospel, discipleship. That'll be the first year of it, and on we go. So missions, that's where we begin. We have a lot of things about missions we'll be discussing, but as is typical, or at least has been typical this three-year rotation, when we start a quarterly focus, I like to begin with some definitions. So we are talking about missions. You probably have an idea what we're talking about, but I want to make it crystal clear in our mind what we are talking about with missions. I have titled this episode Mission and Missions. So mission without an S and missions with an S, and you'll see why in a moment. Let's begin by just defining that word, missions. Mission, it comes from a Latin root, mito, which means to send. So any of these words, mission, missions, missionary, missiology, you name it, all of these come from the idea of to send. So you can already see that missions is going to have something to do with sending. Missions and mission, sometimes they're used interchangeably. But technically, when we say missions with an S, we are talking about something different than the overall mission of God's people, His church. So let me give you an example of this. I'm pulling this from an Introduction to Global Missions that's by Pratt, Sills, and Walters. This is a common textbook on global missions written from a conservative viewpoint. In the first chapter, they say, quote, "Missions, plural, refers to all the many ways that churches seek to carry out their mission." See, there's the singular. So missions is all the ways churches seek to carry out their mission in the world in actual missions efforts to reach and teach the peoples of the world for Christ's sake. The book that we have available in the foyer this quarter, it is by Andy Johnson from the Nine Mark series. It's just called Missions. In chapter 2 of that book, page 35, he says, "For this book, though, I intend to stick to the traditional and historic use of missions, meaning the unique, deliberate gospel mission of the church to make disciples of all the nations." So already you can see that missions with an S is referring to the practical outworkings of the singular mission of the church. Now, there's also the term missionary, because there's more to this idea of missions that we need to talk about. I'm going to go back to Pratt, Sills, and Walters on this. They talk about the term missionary, and they say this, "While missionary basically means one who is sent," hence the Latin root we saw, "we could describe a missionary as someone who intentionally crosses boundaries for the purpose of communicating the gospel to win people to Christ, discipling new believers, planting churches, training biblically qualified leaders, and ministering to the whole body of Christ in holistic ways. The boundaries that must be crossed may be linguistic, religious worldview, geopolitical frontiers, socioeconomic, and so on. Most of the time, we mean that this individual must go from one culture to another. So, right there, we are adding a layer on our definition. So, we have said that missions refers to the various ways we act out the singular mission of the church to make disciples. But there's something unique in missions, which is that there is a crossing of a boundary. We see this as well back in Andy Johnson's book. I ended that quote just a little bit ago. It actually continues, and he says this: I mean evangelism with missions. I mean evangelism that takes the gospel across ethnic, linguistic, and geographic boundaries, that gathers churches and teaches them to obey everything Jesus commended. So missions are the active outworkings of the singular mission God has given to the church. But uniquely, when we talk about missions, we are talking about this aspect of the outworkings of that mission, taking the gospel message across a boundary to other people. So in essence, then, what we want to think of with missions is we want to first in our minds have clear that God does have one purpose for the church, you know, and really one purpose for the world. So when we talk about God's mission, sometimes it's referred in the Latin to the missio Dei, the mission of God. When we talk about God's mission in this world, what is he wanting to accomplish in this world? It is through the church, through his people, he wants to bring his gospel message to the ends of the earth, to all the nations, across all the boundaries, so that people from every ethnic group in the world would become disciples of Jesus Christ and reconciled to God through his life, death, resurrection, and be worshipers now and into eternity. That's God's mission. That's what he's doing in the world, singular. And you saw that actually in the verse I began with in Galatians 3:8. Paul says that scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles, that's across a boundary from the Jewish people, by faith preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, and here's the gospel preached to Abraham, in you shall all the nations be blessed. Abraham was the father of the Jewish nation and some other nations as well, but the idea was that in Abraham, through his seed, singular referring to Jesus Christ, that's what Paul says in Galatians, through the seed of Abraham, Jesus Christ, all the nations, not just the Jewish people, not just Americans, not just Europeans, not just Africans, but in Jesus, all the nations would be blessed, specifically with the blessings of salvation. That's God's singular mission, always has been. Even in Old Testament times, that's what everything was working toward. And that mystery of what God was doing has been revealed now that Christ has come, that all the nations are being gathered, true believers, the elect from every nation, being brought to a knowledge of God through Christ. You kind of see that singular mission at the beginning of Acts, when Jesus had told his original apostles, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So that's power to accomplish the task. And what is the task? What is the mission? And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. That's where they were. And in all Judea, still rather familiar, but spreading out. And Samaria, not familiar. We're crossing a boundary there. And to the end of the earth. So when we talk about the individual mission God's given to the church to reach all the nations with the gospel, and then we say missions are just the various ways that actually happens through the church, we are actually limiting ourselves with the term missions, because you could say that everything the church does has that one mission in view, and that's true. So that would include domestic ministries, serving here in town at a homeless shelter, local evangelism, the preaching we do on Sundays, really everything we do, it is a part of God's big singular mission in the world. What we want to make clear then when we use the term missions with an S, we are specifically referring to those parts of enacting the mission that cross boundaries. Linguistic boundaries, ethnic boundaries, geographic boundaries, That's what we're talking about. And you say, why would we limit missions to that? Because if you don't, then missions as a term loses a lot of its value, because then it just means everything, so it kind of means nothing. So missions is a way of enacting God's big mission to bring all the nations to himself, but it refers specifically to our efforts to cross boundaries with the gospel, plant churches, reach the lost, help them grow. That is missions. There is actually a very helpful message. It might not seem that way when you hear the title. It is a very helpful message about this that was preached in 1984 by John Piper. At the time when he was at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, there was some tension because he had begun emphasizing missions in his church, and those who were involved in domestic ministries, helping the homeless, sharing the gospel locally, they started to feel neglected. Like, hey, don't you care about what we're doing? Are we not a part of God's mission too? And Piper preached a sermon. I wouldn't use a title like this, but he did. It was good. Quote, the relationship between diversified domestic ministries and frontier missions, end quote. That message, he said, basically helped everyone get along and proceed forward in their task, because what he says in that message is domestic ministries, what we wouldn't call missions, but doing things here in our local church and in our community, those things are valuable because you cannot export across boundaries into other places what you do not have. If you want to do missions with an S and bring the gospel across boundaries to others, you are also bringing a way of doing local church, a way of interacting with other believers, a way of helping a local community and growing it, a way of doing all kinds of things. And you can't take that if you don't have that. So domestic ministries, even though we're not calling those missions, I do want to make very clear, they are immensely important. Sharing the gospel locally, loving our community locally is hugely important in missions, even if we don't call it missions, because it shows what we are exporting. If we send a missionary or support a missionary, encourage someone to go into missions and cross a boundary, they are taking the health or lack thereof that we have here locally there. So, all that to say, all the ways we work out God's mission in the world matter hugely, but some people are called to actually crossing the boundary, and we call that missions with an S. Hopefully that is clear. If not, as the weeks go on, hopefully it will become clear that that's what we're referring to when we talk about God's mission and missions. Maybe you never thought about missions very deeply in the past. Maybe it's a word that you kind of have a sense of what it means, but never thought in depth about it. Or maybe it's not even been on your radar for some time, given all the things going on in your life. Whatever the case in the past might have been, may God help us all now to think this way.